As the city crawls out from under its second brutal heat wave this month, New York City firefighters are on pace to have their busiest year in history. July has been especially busy, and while the city saw record-breaking temperatures, the fire department has responded to a record number of emergencies in the last couple of weeks. WNYC's Elsa Chang met up with firefighters from Engine Company 9 in Chinatown to talk about the challenges of fighting fires during scorching heat waves.
Firefighter Shane Clark can run a marathon in 3.5 hours. At 30, he's one of the youngest and fittest of the Chinatown Dragon Fighters. But he says he sweats more than anyone in the firehouse.
My parents are from Ireland. I'm Irish, and I was built for cold, rainy weather. So this 100-plus degree weather doesn't really agree with me.
Now, this isn't a guy who's afraid of hot temperatures. He's a firefighter. But battling blazes that can top out at 2,000 degrees can get even more dangerous when you're contending with severe heat waves. During this month's first hot spell, Clark was on the rooftop of 240 East Houston Street, trying to put out towering flames at a 5-story brick building. It was almost 100 degrees that day. Everyone was getting tired faster, but taking rests just didn't help much.
When you're on the roof, there's nowhere to hide because the sun is still beating down on you. So even when we were taking breaks, we would try to unbutton and cool off. But I mean, you're still contending with the sun and the heat, so you don't really have much of a chance to cool down.
Almost 500 firefighters suffered heat-related injuries the first week of July, when temperatures hovered near 3 digits for days. There were 93 major fires, the highest weekly total the FDNY has seen in 30 years. In these conditions, the threat of heat stroke and dehydration constantly looms, as well as the threat of steam burns from sweat. The perspiration that builds up underneath the gear heats up so much it can literally cook the skin. Firefighter Union President Steve Cassidy says heat stress can be so severe it can feel exactly like a heart attack.
I mean, you become almost paralyzed. Sometimes they can't even take their own coat off. They need somebody to help them get out of their gear.
That gear is one of the very reasons these firefighters overheat. They have to be fully encapsulated. Not a speck of skin can be exposed to the blistering temperatures. Cassidy says inside a suit during a hot day, a person's core body temperature can soar to 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and heart rates can reach 220 beats per minute. At the firehouse, I asked Clark if I could try on his gear just to see how long I could last fully encapsulated.
Everything has to be buttoned up. No cheating. Don't skip any buttons.
This thick, heavy coat, along with boots, pants, gloves, and a radio, weighs about 30 pounds.
All right, tell me what you're putting on my back here.
This is your mask.
That's about another 30 pounds.
Oh, my God.
This is going to save your life here. This is your fresh air.
In minutes, my hair is soaked and sweat is rolling down my face. But there's more gear. A tool bag goes over my right shoulder, and a 50-foot hose lands on my left shoulder. At this point, I'm wearing about 130 pounds of gear.
I don't think I could even walk down the block. I can barely balance this hose on.
Now, Clark says, imagine going up 7 flights of stairs with all of this gear on you.
The first couple floors fly, and then your body starts to catch up, and you're like, all right, this is getting hard. And every step becomes a little heavier. It feels like the 23rd mile of a marathon, where you start to feel maybe like you're hitting the wall, but you just got to keep going.
On the upside, Clark says he gets a lot of gratitude from New Yorkers. At the East Houston Street fire, the bartender downstairs from the blaze tried to hand the firefighters ice-cold beers as they descended. But Clark declined. He chugged a bottle of Gatorade instead. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.